In the name of Jesus, amen. So our first gospel, or our first reading today before our gospel, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, it describes humanity's fall into sin. And we appropriately, traditionally, begin the season of Lent with falling down. It's a time of repentance and renewal. And we read this passage from Genesis. We remember as it concludes that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. We're dust. Some of us are getting dustier. We all end up in the grave. Because of sin, God says to Adam, the first man, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Adam, his first name means, just so he won't forget, of the ground. And Eve, the first woman, whose name means mother of all the living, were tempted by Satan. And Satan's name means the accuser or the adversary. He's also known in Scripture as the devil, which means the slanderer. And in our gospel reading today, if you caught it, Satan is actually named three names. He's the devil, he's the tempter, he's Satan. His names are legion, as Scripture says, or you could think of it like this: Satan's the ultimate con man. He's got many names and many personas, many identities, many ways to trick and deceive. Adam and Eve have one name. And while Satan is a con artist and fake, God also is clear and upfront in his name. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 3, God actually names himself clearly as the I Am, or the I Am with you forever God. That's God's special name. And at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus, the Son of God, says plainly, repeating Exodus, that I am with you always. Right before our Gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 4, we get a name for Jesus. God the Father says that Jesus Christ is his beloved Son. And as Matthew's Gospel ends, we are included in the name. We who have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus commands the church to do. Jesus is the beloved Son of God who is with us always. And in our gospel reading today from Matthew, we see Jesus then at the beginning of his ministry, right after his naming in his baptism. It's the beginning of his service to save the world from sin. Hence, at the beginning of Lent, we begin Jesus' ministry to the cross. And the first thing that the devil says to Jesus is about his name: "If you are the Son of God." Well, we've just seen that before Jesus is tempted by the devil, God the Father names Jesus: "You are my beloved Son." Jesus is the Son of God. The voice from heaven says it. But the devil begins to raise doubts, the one with many names. "If you are the Son of God, then prove it." The devil, as he did in Genesis, is looking for ways to twist what God already said. It's interesting that the devil, that ultimate con, is just an imitator. It has to take what God says and twist it. It can't actually create. It has to use what's there like a con and make it seem like it's real. Just like back at the beginning when the devil said to Eve, "Did God really say?" And now the devil says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God," the devil implies, "Did God really say you are the Son of God?" Well, Jesus is the Son of God. In baptism, we receive the name sons and daughters of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're made family with God, heirs of eternal life, as Scripture puts it. The devil accuses. The devil cons. If you are sons and daughters of God, the devil implies. Did God really say you are close like family? Did God really mean it? Did you ever feel some of those doubts, right? About our relationship with God? Is it close like family? Have you ever wondered if God is really present in moments of need? Because Jesus is at a moment of need. He's been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. He's hungry. And that's when the devil strikes. That's when the devil entices Jesus. Hungry Jesus, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. When we face moments of need, when we encounter doubts about our relationship with God, it's important to look not to ourselves, but to Jesus. See what Jesus does. And Jesus overcomes the doubts of the devil. Jesus rightly says we need more than daily bread. We need the Word of God to strengthen us, this Word of God which remains forever even as we go to dust. The same Word of God that has said over our dust, "You shall rise again." It's said at our graveside. We believe it. It is our hope. We need this Word because we're dust and this Word remains. And this Word raises the dead. The Word of God which gives life to all things, from which comes from the mouth of God. God first spoke at the beginning of the world. He gives the gift of life through His Word. And all of our daily needs, the basis of our lives, our relationships, all come from this Word of God. All of it sustained by the Word of God. Now Jesus knows the devil is lying because He Himself is the true Word of God. As Scripture says, from whom comes life and light. And in our gospel reading today, the devil wants to make Jesus doubt his very own identity. If you are the Son of God, if you are the Word of God. Jesus, too, has heard the voice of the Father spoken directly to him. You are my beloved Son. And we too hear the voice of the Father spoken to us. You are my beloved sons and daughters, born by water and the Spirit. Identity, being loved, loving, isn't that at the heart of what it means to be a human? Being loved and loving as our identity, being loved and loving is what makes life meaningful and beautiful. Knowing that we have a place with others. As St. Augustine, a famous saint, even pondered, it is better even to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. Jesus is loved by the Father. The Father loves His Son. The Son loves His Father, the Beloved. This is our God, actually, a circle of love. Father loving the Son, Son loving the Father, the Spirit as that strength, that bond, that force of love between Father and Son. And God actually gives us His name of love, baptized into the name of Father who loves the Son, in the name of the Son who loves the Father, in the name of the Spirit who loves the Father and the Son, and now brings you that love. The name of God's eternal love given to us that we are loved by God. The love of God which claims us as His own, which gives us a solid identity, which inspires us to love others, to be loved by others, even when some would say we're unlovable, and to love even the hardest to love. You know, the Bible calls the devil the opposite. He's the killer of love. He's the murderer. The devil hates love because he knows how powerful it is. He despises this love of God. He's bitter. He's broken. He's hurt. And worse, he takes out the pain on those who are loved by God. He lashes out at this love wherever it is found. He seeks to make us insecure in this love. Scripture tells us that others will know we are Christian. Why? Because of our love. Because of our love. The love of God, Father, Son, and Spirit in and through us. And our identity as Christians is this love of God. There's faith, sure, there's hope, Scripture says, but love is the greatest of these. Because God is love, and we are loved by God. And the love of God gives us identity and makes us secure in that identity. Satan strives to make us doubt this love and identity. If you are sons and daughters of God, why do we still suffer needs? Why do we still get sick? Why has your loved one died? Why do you struggle and even despair if you are sons and daughters of God? But we know with Jesus that to love and lose and struggle and even sometimes despair is what it means to be human. Humans who are created by God. Humans who are fragile dust, and to dust will return. Even the love of God loves the dust He created. God loves His creation, all the dust. God so loved the world that He sent His beloved Son, Jesus, the love of God, to raise up dust, to make us secure. You know, the devil was once a prized angel, and he falls so far in Genesis chapter 3 that he slithers on the ground as a snake, and he's cursed with the animals. And the devil hates human beings who are above him. He hates those created in the image of God that he's lost, who, while we are cursed with sin and will return to dust, still receive the promise of God that we are remembered by a God of love who sends His Son to save the lost. The love of God is there to make us secure. On Ash Wednesday, right, this last week, we take dust because we are dust. We take what is of ourselves, we put it on ourselves. We make it, though, in the sign of the cross. And it's the cross of Christ is what turns dust into resurrection, what turns sin into forgiveness, what turns despair into hope. It does. The more it is engraved upon us. And it turns insecurity into identity and security under the cross. And while we return to dust in Christ, we don't remain dust. He's died. He's risen. He will come again to raise the dead. An everlasting life and communion with God of love forever is ours through Jesus Christ, that beloved Son of God. And in the meantime of these promises, and we're waiting them all to be finally realized, we don't have to fall for the devil's tricks. He's below us anyway, like a little dog with a big bark. We have Jesus, God's beloved Son, and we are loved with an everlasting love. We are sons and daughters of God, and even in our dust, we can raise our heads high. We are loved. We can love. Being loved, loving, is at the heart of what makes us human. Being loved and loving is what makes life for us meaningful and beautiful. God knows that. And this Lent is a good time for us to consider, where can we use more of this love of God in our lives these 40 days? Where can we find more of it? Who especially needs our love this Lent? Who is unlovable that we need to love? How can we pray for the Spirit to inspire us to love those who are seeking that love the most? Find a way this Lent to be loved more by God, to love others more in God. That same love of God which loves us, even we who are fragile and fleeting as dust. It's a perfect love of God. It drives out all fears, all temptations. The love of God remains forever. Amen.